Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. When I was in high school, I had a friend, and both his parents were child psychologists. And my friend was a pretty smart guy, and because his mom had her practice in their house, he would actually go to her room and then read all the books on psychology because he was interested in himself as well. He turned out becoming a promoting professor. I think a tenured professor in psychology at some point. But one of the things he said he loved doing was like reading all the books and then figuring out what his parents were trying to do to raise him and then actually trying to sabotage it. If it said that they kind of like had to persevere, he would persevere longer. And if they, you know, had to invite him to go left, he would structurally go right. And he actually got a lot of fun out of that. And that kind of always stayed with me later on. And when I had a girl who was really in a bad spot, she was unhappy, she was automutilating, and she came to me and she had had a lot of psychologists and a lot of people trying to treat her. And she basically reeled the same. Like when I go into the office, they talk to me and I don't feel they're taking me seriously. I don't feel they're present. So then I start trying to figure out what they're doing. And, you know, either I just pretend to play along so it's over sooner, or I just start bugging them altogether. And most of the time it's the latter. So we actually got into good conversations, and one of the things we agreed upon is that I would never do anything to her without explaining it to her. So first I would, you know, listen to her, summarize it, make sure that I really understood what she was saying, which in itself is something a lot of people could really benefit from. But then the next step was to sit down with her and explain a number of psychological theories and the proposed solutions according to psychology or therapist or personal development gurus or whatever, and just really sit down with her until she agreed like that. That sounds like a good course of action. And then the next step would be to execute it, because that's actually the second mistake. Like the first mistake is doing stuff to smart kids without explaining to them. There's a concept called psychoeducation. No, not psychoeducation, but psychoeducation, psychological education, where you explain psychological concepts to children when they are relevant, so they understand themselves better. And basically, this entire podcast is one big psychoeducation show. So the second thing is that when people come to the conclusion that it's a good idea to share psychological theories with kids so they understand themselves, which, wow, what a concept. But is the assumption that if a smart kid understands it, he will do it. And there is a big disconnect. There's a big disconnect because often their mind will be capable of understanding something, but they cannot apply it to themselves. Well, I mean, in a very minimal sense, like trying to massage yourself is not the same as getting a massage therapist simply because he can do things that you cannot do. You know, he can reach spots that you cannot reach. But even like in the places where you could theoretically reach yourself perfectly, it still doesn't work for gifted kids because they've got like blind spots. And one of the biggest blind spots is the assumption that they can think their way out of everything. And it might not be just their kids. Talking to you right now. A lot of smart people actually suffer from this idea that you can think your way out of any problem. So this is actually where, you know, help helps. So step one, psychoeducation, explain it to them. So, you know, take one of these podcast episodes. But there's also actually a lot of fun books. For instance, Tigger, Tigger, Is It True? Based on the work of Byron Katie, like challenging your own thoughts and beliefs, which is a cartoon book which you can read basically to a 6 or a 7 year old, where they already start integrating these lessons. And it kind of gives you a vocabulary to talk to them about these things. So, homework for today. Pick one of your favorite psychological theories or one of the podcasts that you've listened to and share it with your children. Discuss it and then figure out a way to help them apply it. And, you know, if you want to get bonus points, go to Amazon and order Tigger, Tigger, Is It True? And actually look at like an entire series, which will undoubtedly be recommended when you start clicking on that book, of possible books that you could read in this series. So
Go and do this and let me know how it went.
If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.